This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Turkish President Tayyip Erdogan claimed victory in Turkey's presidential election on Sunday, a win that would steer his increasingly authoritarian rule into a third decade.
Öyle bir kazanacağız ki kimse kaybetmeyecek demiş.
Addressing supporters, Erdogan said voters had given him the responsibility to rule for the next 5 years. He said, quote, "The only winner is Turkey," addressing cheering supporters from atop a bus in Istanbul. Final official results have yet to be released. The election had been seen as one of the most consequential yet for Turkey, with the opposition believing it had a strong chance of unseating Erdogan after his popularity was hit by a cost of living crisis. A deal on the U.S. debt limit has been reached, but the potential of a crisis is not over, AP correspondent Shelley Adler reports.
Now that President Biden and House Speaker Kevin McCarthy have reached an agreement in principle, a House vote has been scheduled.
We're going to put the bill on the floor in 72 hours and pass it.
But Democratic Congressman Jim Himes on Fox News Sunday isn't so sure.
It's not done yet, and all you need to do is check the social media of the Freedom Caucus, who are just obliterating this deal.
House vote is expected to take place Wednesday. Support from both parties will be needed to win congressional approval before a projected June 5th government default. I'm Shelley Adler.
Russia unleashed waves of airstrikes on Kyiv overnight in what officials said appeared to be the largest drone attack on the city since the start of the war, as the Ukrainian capital prepared to celebrate the anniversary of its founding on Sunday. Find more on our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. Some rioters of the U.S. Capitol on January 6, 2021 are raking in thousands of dollars in donations. Now the U.S. Justice Department is coming after that money, AP correspondent Julie Walker reports.
For those who stormed the Capitol on January 6, 2021, it's not just a prison sentence they face. Hefty fines are also going along with it. That's because prosecutors appear to be ramping up efforts to prevent them from profiting from their participation. The Justice Department, in some cases, questioning whether the money they have been raising goes to their legal defense when they're getting government-funded lawyers. Daniel Goodwin, who participated in the January 6 riots and was convicted, promoted a website to raise money. The feds now want him to give up more than $25,000. I'm Julie Walker.
A Lebanese art museum heavily damaged by the Beirut August 2020 port explosion reopened on Friday, clearing the dust and destruction of the blast that damaged it. Reuters correspondent Lucy Fielder has more.
Almost 3 years after Beirut's port blast, the city's Sursok Museum has reopened its doors to the public. Its eye-catching stained glass windows have been restored to their former glory after they were blown out by the blast. Exhibition halls were covered in debris. Precious artworks were damaged. The museum is in the heart of Beirut's Ashrafieh neighborhood, one of those most affected by the August 2020 explosion. 215 people were killed and swathes of the Lebanese capital destroyed. On Friday, the Sursok reopened with five exhibitions. Some explored the museum's journey while others tackled Beirut's history.
Reuters correspondent Lucy Fielder. The movie The Little Mermaid was the top attraction at the box office in the U.S. over the weekend, AP correspondent Margie Zarletta reports.
He went to the above world.
A man was drowning. I had to save him.
The live-action remake of The Little Mermaid easily was the biggest draw for moviegoers. It earned $95.5 million in North American theaters, according to studio estimates. It bumps last week's number one, Fast X, down to second. Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 3 is number three. The Super Mario Brothers movie takes fourth place with The Machine at number five. I'm Archie Zaraletta.
Police in Venice, Italy are investigating the source of a phosphorescent green liquid patch that appeared Sunday in the city's famed Grand Canal. The governor of the region posted a photo of the green liquid that spread throughout the water near the arched Rialto Bridge. The patch was reported by residents. Images on social media show a bright patch of green in the canal along an embankment lined with restaurants. I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.